My name is Beverly Moser. I am Menominee Indian, and I am director of the Institute for Native American Development, an educational support program for Native American students at Truman College in Chicago. The INET program was established in 1979 out of a need to provide a program to recruit and provide academic support services to Native Americans who seek to enroll into higher ed, GED, vocational training programs, and continuing education programs at Truman College. Before INET existed, it was documented that only in 1976, only 3 Native Americans were enrolled. At that time, it was called Amundsen Mayfair College, now named Harry S. Truman College. I'm giving you this background to make you aware of a perspective of a community that has worked and struggled to offer programs to recruit and keep Native Americans in school. The dropout rate for Native Americans in the Chicago public school system is around 70% or higher. And we're up against institutions of higher education that do not recognize the value of offering a curriculum in Native American history and culture. The lack of inclusion of Native American history and culture in the public school system and institutions of higher ed is exactly what has contributed in large part to the dropout rate of Native American students, but is also definitely a contributing factor to this continued argument. I always hear throughout these last 10 years of this fight against the Chief Illiniwek mascot that Chief Illiniwek honors us as a people, honors and respects who we are. I feel it's an empty statement completely. Because the image was born out of an era that boldly produced cartoon images of all ethnic groups. It came out of an era that produced the Black Sambo image. Since that time, a lot of those images have since been properly classified as racist and would never be utilized in promotional or commercial campaigns. Yet, here we are in a 10-year-long argument trying to convince students, alumni, and the public at large that this mascot is offensive, racist, and should be stopped. Why is there a resistance to this argument? With most other ethnic minority groups, it would have been a much quicker decision. The idea that Chief Illiniwek honors Native Americans, again, I feel that it comes from a lack of knowledge about who we are as Native American people. Again, there are not very many Native American Studies programs that are offered in the public school system or institutions of higher ed. At the moment, today, we're trying to begin a dialogue at Truman College where we can offer Native American Studies programs, but it's always been a continuing struggle for us in Chicago and across America for us to instill the importance of our inclusion of Native American history and culture. I cannot stress enough of the importance of the need to incorporate Native American history and culture into the curriculum of public school and institutions of higher ed nationwide. I believe that the reason we are still arguing our stance on this issue is because non-Indians and the general public's argument is coming from a position of ignorance. Ignorance of who we are, except what you know from the small blurbs out of history books, and more about the knowledge. I think that more of the knowledge really comes from the point of reference that come out of the John Ford cowboy western movies that Hollywood produced. If you make the right decision to do away with this mascot, it would be a big step forward in our fight to do away with other sports mascots representing collegiate and professional sports teams. We could also begin a dialogue about developing and offering a curriculum that includes Native American history and culture. And I just, as a final statement, wanted to say that I'm here representing my community, and I'm also representing my own children, and I'm hoping that you go in the decision to do away with it, to make our lives a little bit easier in our struggle to educate our own and the general public of who we are. Thank you.